People say, oh, I don't know about this quitting drinking thing. I've lost track of all of my passions. I don't have anything that gets me out of bed. And I realize now that the gets me out of bed isn't just hanging out in bed at 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning, 9 in the morning, snuggled all nice and warm under the covers and thinking to yourself, am I going to make cinnamon rolls today or am I going to make peach and nutmeg rolls? And then you'd leap out of bed with an idea. That's what you think gets me out of bed means. I think today, based on my husband's behavior, get me out of bed means what would you set the alarm for 5 a.m. for? Is it kayaking? Is it fishing? Is it swimming? Is it yoga? What is the thing you would set your alarm for 5 a.m. to do? And if you don't know what that is yet, it doesn't mean that you're broken. It doesn't mean that you don't have passions. It just means that you've drowned all of those passions with booze for so long that they don't... Those passions are afraid to stick their head up. They're like little tiny baby flowers, right? And they're afraid to stick their head up because you're just going to pour a bottle of wine on them. Because it takes a certain amount of bravery to pursue a passion. Because most of our passions are nonsensical and don't generate revenue. And they're just things that we do that make us feel better, that feed us, that feed our insides. If you happen to find a passion that generates revenue, great. But that's not even the goal. I have a regular day job, design job. Sorry, I did say it was 11 in the morning, but that doesn't mean I've been up for very long. Because, you know, while my husband got up at 5, I slept until, 10. Yeah. Design job. I have a design job, which is relatively satisfying and lovely, but it's not my passion. And I have the catering thing, which is. And I do the catering thing not because it generates revenue, but because I really love doing it. That it happens to generate some revenue is really fabulous and a kind of weird side bonus that I don't even really calculate all the time. I don't even really pay attention to. People also say that you should be able to find some kind of zen in your passion where you lose track of time.